Simply no one else does what SUNY can do.
Zimfer praised the SUNY system. She says it provides an economic engine, but it's also a system for inclusion, diversity, and equity. Zimfer highlighted college access and degree completion, such as the Finish in 4 program on 6 campuses, including the University at Buffalo.
At the University of Buffalo's first cohort, we graduated at a rate 26% above the national average. So dozens more of our campuses are now on board.
Zimfer also highlighted the issue of college affordability, noting that almost half of all SUNY students are graduating debt-free. Zimfer says Governor Cuomo's proposed tuition-free plan for state colleges and universities in New York will improve the chance for many more students to go to college.
That act alone will move the dial on access. For young people who've written college off because they assumed they couldn't afford it, they'll hear about this and they'll think, maybe college isn't out of my reach.
Zimfer also announced the creation of the SUNY Impact Foundation. For the first time in its history, it would actively seek private sector investment and public-private partnerships to fund programs in order to maintain SUNY's affordability.
So in the spirit of finding a problem, solving a problem, today I am proud to announce the formation of the State University of New York Impact Foundation. SUNY has never had anything like this, a system-level repository that allows us to actively seek private sector investment in programs proven to expand access, drive completion, and prepare students for success. We needed a way to engage funders who understand scale.
Zimfer will be stepping down from her position in June. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News. Inspired by the